Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
A few years ago at the University of California, Berkeley.
Well, that's morons there.
Researchers figured out that making conjoined twins. Now we're getting into science here.
You can make them?
I was going to say.
Scientists can.
You can choose to make conjoined twins.
Oh, really? Scientists
can.
Really? I didn't know there was a formula for that. I thought it was just kind of a freak thing.
Well, because you're not letting me finish my sentence.
Right.
It'll make more sense here at the end of the sentence.
All right. Well, I rarely let you finish your sentences, so.
They figured out that making conjoined twins out of young and old mice, so they probably grafted them together.
Right. Oh, I got it.
That's how you do that.
Got it.
So you see how finishing a sentence can, can bring a little clarity to a situation.
A lot of clarity,
right,
that one.
Right, your human conjoined twins are not concocted like that.
No.
Well,
except for in centipede.
But you could.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't think you'd get a lot of volunteers for that.
No. And I imagine the mice didn't volunteer either.
No. Probably some ethical issues,
The mice have very little say into the research.
Right.
You've noticed they never get a comment from the mouse. What do you think of this? Well, how about we inject you full of cancer?
Unless you say something, we're going to do it.
Yeah. They got no say in the matter.
So they made conjoined twins out of young and old mice. So they shared blood and organs.
In the morning.
And they figured that they can reverse the signs of aging in the old mice.
Oh, by getting the young blood circulating through.
Oh, that's so...
Well, they tried to figure out exactly why. What was it in the young blood that was so special?
That's the Silicon Valley episode. We had that young guy hanging around this building. To give the rich guy blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they say that people do that, actually.
Yeah.
Turns out they were looking in the wrong direction.
It helped the other way around.
Other way around.
I made the young guy old.
No. The young blood wasn't doing anything but diluting the old blood. Turns out old blood just needs some dilution because we got old stuff in there.
Got it.
In a new study conducted by a team at UC Berkeley, the researchers found that similar age reversing effects can be achieved just by diluting the blood plasma of old mice, no young blood needed. The team found that replacing half the blood plasma of old mice with a mixture of saline and a protein replacement has the same or stronger rejuvenation effects on the brain, liver, and muscle than pairing with young mice or young blood exchange.
Young blood's always needed, by
there
the
you
way.
Go.
A yellow river. This is a pedophile song, though, isn't it? Really, it's a pedophile song. Bad Company's version of Young Blood.
Weren't there stories years ago how Keith Richards would have his entire blood supply replaced?
Because he was on heroin, right?
Yeah.
Young blood. So just a little salt water and a protein shake mixed in with your blood and you're good, is what you're saying?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're going to start testing humans.
Can this be applied to humans?
They're going to start figuring this out.
In the not-too-distant future.
They're going to start figuring this out.
So this is like a possible fountain of youth.
Again.
I'm with Craig here. Shut up.
They're going to start figuring this out. They got to figure, small steps. You got to figure out one thing before you can figure out another.
Right.
No, but the possibilities sound nice.
Yes, they do. Well, a lot of people.
They'll figure it out.
There's some people that you don't want to live that long.
No.
And some people don't want to live that long.
There's that.
Yeah, it sounds like rich people will get this first, and a lot of real rich
evil. Okay, name something that doesn't apply
to. That's
true.
Sure. That's true.
Rich people always get the innovative treatment first.
Yeah. Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And so they're going to be doing concerts now, going around to different drive-ins. Brad Paisley and Nelly teaming up.
That's just horrible.
No thanks.
And by the way, neither one of their audiences want to hear the other guy either, too. I don't get why they... all musicians are pretty cool with each other because they're musicians. But their audiences don't want to hear that.
Well, party together. Don't tour together.
That's it. They just don't. We've talked about this before. There was somebody recently that played Stir Cove where the opening act had nothing to do. Oh, it was the three-piece rock band from the 90s, pretty cool band.
Nirvana?
No.
they were a good band.
They haven't been toured. Damn it. You know, the guy that actually, the UFO guy and the drummer that, you know.
Oh, Blink-182.
Didn't they go out with some hardcore?
Yeah, they went out with Lil Wayne.
And Lil Wayne left the tour because nobody was showing up for Lil Wayne.
Yeah, he was on first. And
not that again, I don't like Lil Wayne. That's not the point. The point is that people like Lil Wayne are not going to show up early.
Well, they're not going to buy Wayne. They're not going to buy a ticket when he's not the headliner.
Exactly right.
And Blink-182 fans.
He left the show because nobody was the tour because Blink, they didn't want to see Lil Wayne.
Yeah. Late arriving crowd.
Well, that's not what I meant to say, though, but I think Puss has actually said it better than I did, obviously. Mine was kind of a whoops. But people aren't going to pay tickets to see the main act when you only want to see the opening act, right?
If you wanted to see Lil Wayne, you're not gonna go pay, you know, headlining prices for a half an hour, 45-minute set of his.
Yep.
And if you like Blink-182,
you're
probably not showing up for Lil Wayne.
And he left the tour for that reason.
Yeah.
He was playing to nobody.
Yeah.
Right. Isn't Garth Brooks doing a bunch of drive-in concerts?
Yeah, but he's not there. It's just a screen.
Oh,
you pay to see him in a sweatshirt with a guitar strap on. Drive-in theater and you see a screen full of Garth Brooks.
Right.
And it's full of Garth Brooks, I'm sure. Especially if his wife's with him.
Now, don't sell him short.
Yeah, he's a big boy anymore.
Yeah, because I feel badly for musicians now. My wife's niece is a good musician, and she opens up for Midland acts. Right. Hasn't worked since, obviously, March. And she's looking to go, around the country. Somebody who has some acreage. And, play concerts there where people are 6 feet apart. Maybe a couple hundred people. Just to generate a little income.
Yeah.
The problem I still see with that is getting people to stay.
They're not going to stay six feet apart.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Like, at the Port-a-Johns. You know, people are going to congregate, at the concession stands.
Right.
People are going to congregate.
Right.
Even just moving around, even if you have space, people will congregate.
Oh, they're going to get close together, right?
You know?
Because once alcohol kicks in, you're right.
Yeah.
You lose all inhibitions anyway.
You know, it's almost one of those situations where you have to save people from themselves by not having the event.
I think the drive-in ones work probably a little better, except for you said to mention the bathrooms, because you have to sit on the left side of your car only. And you have cars around.
You have a designated area.
Right, right.
When you have the car.
I think if you have a parking lot, people park and just walk in. They're supposed to stand all around the place or set your stuff up. You're going to get too, yeah.
So at these parking lots that Brad Paisley and Nelly are going to play, three selected venues parking lots, they're going to be playing 9 shows between July 10th and the 12th.
Explain their collaboration. I don't get this. Does he go, and a couple of Brad Paisley songs?
I have no idea.
And then explain to me the logistics of it all.
Guests are going to be limited to 4 people per vehicle, which are going to be parked in every third space, enabling fans a little extra room around their cars to get out and enjoy the show.
Around your own car.
While still observing social distancing guidelines. Now, the thing to do is to allow yourself only on one side of the car.
The left side of your car,
Or whichever side.
Well, everybody's got to be on the one side, so everybody's on this, yeah.
So you can't get out and sit on the hood of your car? Or can you?
Well, which side? The proper side or the other side?
Well, the hood is just the hood.
The passenger side or the driver's side?
Either one.
Driver's side.
No, everybody's on the driver's side. I've seen these stories.
Everybody's on the driver's side.
Right.
Stop it with your trying to get around the rules.
Yeah, you're right.
Just follow the rules.
Follow the rules, damn it.
Well, I know people who attend
unless you're breaking the law,
are probably going to try and get around the rules.
Right.
Especially if it's Nelly and Brad Paisley. That's a crazy crowd there.
Yeah.
Did we see Nelly suck bad?
Was that
at a football game? Who was that?
Yeah. That was Nelly?
It was. He lip-synced to a track.
Yep.
In front of 15,000 people at a football game here. One of our minor league football teams was playing at the time, the Nighthawks.
From 300 yards away.
It was brutally horrible.
Okay, 100 yards away.
It was. Yeah, we were all 100 yards away. He was across the field, nowhere near the stands.
Yeah, he was near the center field wall.
Yeah.
We're in the stands at the baseball stadium.
That's exactly where he was, right. It was brutally bad.
Okay, so I'm looking at this.
By the way, I'm not picking on Nelly so much because Brad Paisley sucks too.
Well, I'm looking at the schedule on this thing. I don't think Nelly and Brad Paisley are on the same night.
Oh, okay.
It's a series of concerts.
Oh, our apologies to Brad Paisley.
It says here playing parking Nelly. Lots with Nelly.
Yeah, this looked like Nelly and Brad Paisley were separate nights.
Okay, that's even better.
And some other country dudes.
Never
mind. Like Darius Rucker was in there.
And all of a sudden, never mind.
Yeah, this says he's performing with Nelly.
Oh, it says with?
Yeah.
This showed Brad Paisley on like a Friday night and Nelly on like Sunday.
Yeah, this may mean that they're doing this little tour, this three selected venue parking lot tour.
I'm not
together the same time sort
I'm not
of
into either strain of music right there, but it's help me out here. Is Nelly relevant?
No.
Not the point.
Has not had a hit in years.
I was gonna say. Okay.
Yeah. It's the minor league football concert.
And that was years ago.
I know.
Yeah, that was 10 years ago.
At least that was 10 years ago.
Yeah, but he was on a decline then.
Well, to be fair, he did a 5-minute version of his four hits.
Yeah.
And that's all.
It was something like that. Yeah,
that was all I needed, by the way.
That was not good.
That was more than I needed, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
I seen it. And I seen enough.
Considering the week after that, they had dogs chasing frisbees on the field, and that was actually entertaining. I remember that. That was their halftime entertainment a week later.
I wish my dogs were cheaper.
They blew all their budget on the Nelly show. That's what happened, right?
Would catch a damn frisbee. I got 5 golden retrievers in the house, and
catch a frisbee?
None of them will catch a frisbee.
Isn't that something you just naturally jump up and grab at that as a golden retriever?
I think you got to train them to a certain extent.
You throw a frisbee at their face.
Yeah, like Air Bud went through a lot of training.
Yeah,
but I think they have to have the knack to begin with. And apparently, none of my dogs have that knack.
Can you teach your dogs to dunk then?
No,
too much peanut butter.
Or play wide receiver.
Too much peanut
none of
butter.
That. If they can't catch a frisbee, they certainly can't catch a football.
Well, you know, I mean, it just depends on what their natural abilities are.
Can they bring you a beer?
No.
I thought of you yesterday, Todd. There was a TikTok story of this really hot chick. She puts all this plastic saran wrap on her forehead. I'm thinking, what's she doing? And the reason I watched it, because she was really good looking. And she smeared a bunch of peanut butter in her forehead, so that's why I started thinking of you.
Yeah.
And the dog starts licking her forehead and doesn't pay attention while she's clipping the dog's nails.
I've seen those.
Yeah. So where do you wrap the saran wrap on you? About your belly?
Why saran wrap?
To keep the peanut butter off your hair.
Off her hair, right.
Well, the saran wrap sounds really unnecessary.
Around your belly it is, yeah.
You just want to do your hair with peanut butter? Let the dogs lick it out?
Wash your hair. Oh, wash the peanut butter right out of my hair.
I'm guessing peanut butter is tough to get out.
Yeah, I think it is. Well, that's Todd.
Yeah, is she a good... because that's something I refuse to do. I will not clip the dog's nails because
if you miss, you hurt, they
bleed out.
Yeah, yeah, I wouldn't do that either. But I guess they probably because she couldn't go anywhere because of COVID. And
the only reason
I watched it because this chick was hot, man. Puts peanut butter in a saran wrap head?
No, just she clips the nails.
Even my wife.
Puss will lick her head while she's clipping his nails.
Butchers.
I'm fine with that. Yeah.
She will butcher a dog every once in a while.
Don't say it that way.
And you got to keep this.
Butchering the dog last night.
Some kind of powder. And I remember my dad using this as a little pencil thing when you cut yourself shaving.
Yeah.
Coagulant.
Yeah.
Styptic powder.
That stings. I used to do that.
You got to keep the styptic powder around and dip their nails in it so they don't bleed out.
Oh,
it's horrible.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.